The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, a medical card scheme for dental services in Ireland is hemorrhaging dentists, and too many children are leaving primary school without ever having had a dental screening. That's been warned to the Oireachtas Health Committee. It's made a report. It has 19 recommendations that it says must be implemented as a priority to improve dental services in Ireland. And joining me now is Dr. Bridget Harrington Barry, the incoming president of the Irish Dental Association. Thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. We might just start with that medical card scheme. What's wrong with it? Why are we seeing such an exodus?
Thank you, Sean, and thanks for the opportunity to speak on the report. And we welcome the report, and thanks to the committee for publishing such a very succinct and snappy and punchy report with the 19 recommendations. Regarding the medical card scheme, as you call it, the DTSS scheme, it was set up in the 90s. It doesn't work for patients or dentists. There's been many, many promises over the past number of years, and they've never been fulfilled. And it has become a very unwieldy system and a scheme. So,
in what sense? Is it lack of money? Is the rate you're getting too low? What is it?
It's really, I suppose, the most. The most recent changes in the past number of years has been the limited amount of treatment that can be provided. So only 2 fillings per year for a patient and any amount of extractions. And really that doesn't bode well for any patient who's on a medical card because a scheme that doesn't encourage extractions, but it is allowing extractions, whereas we should be trying to prevent going down that route. And also, there are certain treatments that you need permission to provide that treatment. And I think it's the only scheme in a primary care system where you would have to ask for permission to treat a patient for certain treatments.
And in terms of the schools then, the figures are quite stark. I mean, the ones for 2023, fewer than 104,000 children out of a total eligible of 208,000. So about half got dental screening while they were in school. Again, what's going on there is it's just lack of dentists?
Well, it's lack of dentists. Since 2009, the HSE has lost over a third of the dentists in that service. And as we know, the population hasn't reduced by a third. It has increased by over a third, if not increased by 50%. So, we could say do the math. It doesn't add up. So since 2023, as you say, 50% of the eligible patients were screened. And as I always say, where the service is resourced, the service works really well. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen across the country. So where services are not resourced and where the staffing levels aren't there, we've all heard the stories, and I think Deputy Sherlock mentioned it today at the committee, where we have 17 and 18-year-old students driving in for their first dental check, their sixth-class dental check. Effectively, you could say there's a 17-year waiting list to see a primary care dentist in the HSC. So that's quite a stark figure, for us to think about it.
Yeah. To get into the report then that's been issued by the Oireachtas Health Committee, and you're right, in fairness, it is quite succinct. It's only 11 pages long. But I do worry when I see that, some of the resources. So develop an implementation plan, then implement the plan that was put into place in 2019, which hasn't been delivered, then put an implementation group for the implementation plan, then develop a strategic workforce plan. It seems like a lot of plans and bodies and, kicking down the road rather than stuff that is going to help you and, more importantly, as was helped children and other people across Ireland get access to the care they need.
Well, I think that's what's brought us to this point, the fact that things are being kicked down the road. And as you mentioned, that initial plan, the oral health strategy, the Smile Like It's Launch, as we call it, was published in 2019. And that's 7 years ago. So we have had, we had no input into it either, but we've had no movement on that. Now, I know the minister today has announced that they're quite active in getting an implementation plan together. So that's our only most recent update. But more than the DTSS and the medical card scheme, there's been a lot of promises and a lot of plans talked about, but nothing put in place. So it's great to have this report. And I think the fact that it is so succinct and 11 pages and 19 recommendations, I think it's quite an easy document to get through and an easy document maybe to work on. And as we always say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yeah.
So it's a good start. We're delighted to, and we were delighted to have been involved as an IDA dentist. I was delighted to be at the committee, and so that the committee could hear from practicing dentists on the ground and in the coalface and meeting this every day.
Yeah. Just finally then, because we're right up on time here, one of the recommendations, there's quite a few in it, cap on overseas students in dental courses to address the over-reliance of dental schools on non-EEA students. Are we seeing a situation where a lot of people are studying here and leaving the country, as has been said of our nurses and other industries?
Yes, and unfortunately, the reason for that is the dental schools, you obviously from a non-EEA student, you get more fees, the dental school gets more fees. So proper funding needs to be put in place for the dental schools so they don't have to rely on non-EU or non-Irish students.
Mm.
And we have been pushing for that. And also, along with that, is a new dental school in UCC in Cork. That has been put on the back burner as well. So there's a lot in this document, even though it doesn't look like there is. There's a huge amount in this document, but it really cuts to the chase and gets to the point, and we are very happy with it, even though we've just had a look at it today.
Yeah.
But it's great that oral health is there, and there are some very, very specific recommendations there. And from my own point of view, I'm a special care dentist in Galway, and about ring fencing resources for special care patients for
yeah.
access to general anaesthetic in level 4 hospitals. I mean, that's a very specific recommendation and hopefully can be done.
Yeah. Exactly. And look, some of them are quite meaty recommendations, in fairness. Dr. Bridget Harrington-Barry, she's the incoming president of the Irish Dental Association. Thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.